The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, they call me back though, Santa. I make my rounds about the break of day. I said they call me back door Santa. Make my rounds about the break of day. I make all the ladies happy while the men are out at play.
BB!
I ain't like old Saint Nick. He don't come but once a year. I said, I ain't like old Saint Nick. He don't come but once a year. But I'll come running with my presents every time you call me dear.
The great B.B. King with Joe Piscopo on the radio, 906 on AM 970. The Answer. How about that, man? And I keep thinking, forgive me. You know, I've been around so long, for better or for worse. I know. But I've been around so long, I had a chance to play with B.B. on the Regis and Kathy Lee show. I just saw Kathy Lee for a second on Fox and Friends. We should get her on the show,
new
Joe.
New book on Jesus.
Yeah, it's a new book on Jesus, and we got to get her on the show. Tell her Joe asked personally. I used to hang with her a little bit before.
Really?
Yeah, she was doing – it might have been before Regis, and we would go sometimes to the comedy clubs and hang out.
Oh, wow.
What a great gal.
Talk about Jesus?
That must have been during her time on Good Morning America, perhaps.
She's got this
You know what? You're right. So what it's the Jesus I Know is the new book from Kathy Lee Gifford. So we got to get her on the show just for Al's sake.
Thank you.
And for my sake, she worked with Regis.
Yeah, but yeah, you don't.
I want to know about the Jesus she knows. Is the Jesus she knows different from the Jesus everybody else knows? I'm just asking. I don't mean that to be facetious. Like, what is her personal connection to Jesus?
I'll do the whole interview like this. Could you tell us about Jesus?
I know you're going to do that. It's the reason for the season, Kathy Lee.
It's the reason for the season, Kathy Lee Gifford.
Jesus.
Let's talk about Jesus. Al doesn't like Jesus. Al's not a nice man.
I never said I didn't like Jesus. I never said it. Look, the guy
Jesus?
Turned water into wine. How could I
Jesus
not like the
Al
guy?
Gattullo? Can you introduce Al? Jesus? Meet Al.
Listen,
he's a grumpy, angry man.
Listen, the guy wears the right clothes that I like. Very loose-fitting robes, sandals. He likes warm weather, which is good. He turned water into wine. Excellent.
You know,
he broke bread. Everybody got fed. Very nice. I like to eat. I'm into a lot of the stuff that he's into. I never said I didn't like him. That's all. Say like the long hair. Good stuff. Come on.
The Jesus I Know.
The whole getting nailed to the cross, rising up. Maybe not a big fan of that. But
the book that Al would write, forgive me. And everybody relax and please put
my
political correctness
with
aside.
Satan.
No. The
book, that's a bestseller. Chris Christie can't write a book. Nobody wants to buy it. 2,000 copies. If I wrote a book about my relationship with Satan, it'd be a bestseller. Come on.
Jesus, I Know. Jesus at a bar with Al. He's sitting there. Jesus,
hey,
I Know.
Almighty, what do you think? Just a little water here. You want to turn that into wine?
Are you sure it's a good idea to have Kathy Leon? I think Al would make her cry.
No.
All the things Al feels and says. It would just break Kathy Lee's heart.
But my relationship with Satan is very personal.
The Last Supper would be at like a bar at a brewery.
Oh, 100%.
It was up to Al.
Beer nuts.
100%. No,
beer, listen. Beer nuts.
Right.
This is my body.
My relationship with Satan is very personal, but I'm happy to, you know, let everyone know about it. I'm going to write a book. It's going to be great. It might be red. It may be on fire when you get it.
I got to tell you, if you look, what I do when I, and again, really, you got to put it aside. And everybody gets, oh, you can't talk about Jesus like that, please. Everybody's got to relax, because my faith is so strong that I look at when Jesus walked the earth. And I'll take it a step further. I look when Joseph and Mary, when I went to Nazareth, I wanted to go to Nazareth. So I went to Israel. I had to go to Nazareth. And with my son, Joey, one of the great moments in my life was with my son, the namesake of St. Joseph, you know, certainly my father, Joseph. And we went and we saw where Joseph walked the streets of Joseph of Nazareth, saw Mary's house, by the way. They had her house, which was like underground back in those days. And we studied all of that. And
where's this Jesus?
By the way. And also, Mary's mom, St. Anne, read about those saints. Read about their struggles. They were magnificent. Jewish members of society that walked the earth back then, magnificent people. So right. I look at Jesus in that regard, not to mention being my Savior, my Lord and Savior.
You left out a part of the story, though. Left the giant hat. What happened? You put the Malocchio on the Giants. Haven't won a playoff game. Been to the playoffs. Losing records. A lot of turmoil. They fired the offensive coordinator this year. I'm just saying.
Only me. I went to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Israel, and I. That's right.
Jesus.
There was a line, and I don't wait for
beyond
anybody.
The people. I only wait for Jesus. Where is he? Where is Jesus? I'm beyond the people.
That was me in Jerusalem. I am beyond the people. I do not wait for... Okay. All right. So I waited in line, and there are people from, when I tell you, all over the world, people in front of us, I told you, were speaking Russian, where you think they try to keep Christianity down. Well, it was alive and well with the folks that I was with, waiting in line. Now, when you go in to see the tomb of Christ, you go in, you have to duck and go under and go in. And there's a priest there, the Greek Orthodox priests are there. And I went in, and then my hat kind of fell off as I went in. But of course, you got to take your hat off. Of course, you go in there. So now I removed the giant. I did great, my favorite New Jersey giant hat. And now I was so taken aback by the tomb, and I'm there with Joey, and I'm going, wow, you just feel it there, being in the, you know, by Christ, and you feel Christ within you. And I walked out, and I was so enthralled and so refreshed and invigorated and inspired. I went, I forgot my hat. And now, do you make the choice? Listen, do you turn around? Excuse me, beg your pardon. Through the line. Did anybody see a giant hat in here?
John Mara's on the phone, like to talk to you.
I couldn't go back. I was going to go to the priest and go, I left my hat in there. Can I go back in and talk to Jesus again because my hat is in there? I left it in there, and ever since then, the Giants have been losing. Now, I thought I'd bring them good luck, Albert.
If you'd asked somebody with that delivery, the Jerry Lewis delivery, they might have let you in right away. See, that's the thing.
Father, my hat is here. It was the giant hat.
I forgot my hat. It's very sunny out. I need my hat.
And then the joke is what we did before. It's true. People from another culture who were there in line probably saw the giant's hat and took it home and said, it must have some kind of, you know,
mystic properties.
Meaning.
What is this NY?
Holy significance.
What is this NY?
Nye? Is it Bill Nye, the science guy? Who? What?
I don't know what it means.
I don't know what it means,
but it was by Jesus.
Normally when I see it, there's just Jesus. Suddenly there was this hat. And I said, I must have it to take it home. I only wear red and blue and white from now on.
I was just going to say the colors.
Why do you look like the flag from America? Well, Jesus spoke to me. He said, go, my son. Give luck to the Giants.
You would think if you sacrificed your hat, though, at this place, that the Giants would be winning all the time.
Right. Nope.
That's what I thought. But after this discussion, we're going to have you think, just a 10-yard penalty. We got a penalty for life now.
Again, I want to write a book, Me and My Relationship with Satan. It'll be great. It'll be a lot of fun.
Why not?
Kathy Lee will be proud.
Warm weather. Yeah, no, but seriously, I mean, what? You have a relationship with Jesus, don't you, Joe? I don't mean this facetiously. You have a relationship with God that's different from everyone else, right?
Get him on the phone, Joe. Get him on the phone.
I will.
Get him on the
phone. I'll reach out to God's publicist. Joe Piscopo is a personal friend.
1-800-JESUS. Who do you send that to? The Holy Spirit? I don't understand. How's that work?
St. Peter is the gatekeeper, literally and figuratively. He weeds out the interview requests.
Says, Sibelia, I'm sorry, God, it's Joe Sibelia again. What am I going to tell him? What am I tell him? He wants to talk to Jesus. What am I going to tell him? Oh, my God, it's Sibelia again. Is that Piscopo? I know, it's Piscopo. I know. Oh, my God.
Just a phoner. That's all it is. That's all it is.
Just a phoner. No, 10-minute brimstone.
Hit.
We don't need thunder and lightning.
Happy to promote any upcoming projects. I hear Christmas is coming up.
Yeah, and you thought the my slippers were comfortable. Where do you see the Jesus sandal?
That's terrible.
I'm going to confession after the show.
Oh, you are.
Didn't you go yesterday, though, after the show?
No, it doesn't count for today. You know, you don't get absolved for sins going forward. You get absolved for sins going back.
Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I make no apologies for that. I'm a diehard, guilt-ridden, church-going, God-fearing Catholic, and I make no apologies for that either. But so you can have a laugh every now and then. Oh, that is so funny.
Oh, boy.
Jesus comes on the show and goes, you have to try me. I have to try my sandals. I mean, I like Mike Lindell, but my sandals are so...
That's great.
They're very in vogue now, though. You see a lot of
people... You know what? I hate to say, that's the Saturday Night Live spot. They never do it, but that's the thing.
Open your vanity, and instead of Mike Lindell, it's
but
God.
But could you see Jesus on a talk show? Like, he calls in, and he's like, Joe, what's this I hear you talking about me, huh? My sandals? What is this?
Did you Sibelius say that again? Listen.
You know the MyPillow commercial? You open the vanity and Mike Lindell is in there. You open it up, Jesus is in there. It's wherever you go.
It's so bad.
It's so bad.
Oh, now, by the way, I hear Jesus is going to be at the Donnie Most show this weekend. Oh.
Yeah. You know what? By the way, Mike is so religious. Mike Lindell is. Mm. I mean, he's got a true faith, and he gets true visions from God. And I love the guy because of that, because he's bold enough to wear a cross on the national television. When they told him that he shouldn't wear a cross. Hey, let me get the calls in, please. And thanks. And please don't get offended. My gosh, I am so religious. And because I'm so religious, I feel you got to have fun. You got to lighten up a little bit. People will get offended. It's not that. It's just that you got to laugh and you got to have fun, you know, and always keep faith strong in your heart. And yes, Jesus strong in your heart as well. Judy, help us out here. We're getting out of control. How are you? How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Joe, and everybody else. I'm so frustrated. I said, I've got to call you. I just have to vent. So I hope you allow me to vent. I really appreciate that you do. Sure. I heard that doctor, and I'm thinking to myself, this is what I'm thinking, so I want to share with you, Joe. Okay. They say, follow the science. Excuse me, I'm trying to get over a cold for 2 weeks. It's not going away. But all right. But they say, follow the science, right, Joe? Follow science. Yeah. How about following some common sense? Like, how about following 1.5 million untested illegal migrants who've like been going all over America, 25% reported having COVID, okay? They're in the hospitals, everything. How about Huckle and Fauci address something like this? Hello? This is all a political setup, and we know it for 2022. They don't care about us medically, because if they would, they wouldn't allow anyone coming without having a vaccination, being tested, the whole nine yards. Come on. And you know what? This is what bothers me. Why isn't everyone yelling about that? Why isn't Hochul talking about that? It just makes no sense. You could see there's something off here.
Well, it's true. Thank you, Judy. I don't know why. She just went and what the doctor was talking about, Dr. Joel Zimberg was talking about, is that Kathy Hochul, governor now, she's like taking emergency powers. For what? For what? And then I'm looking and I missed it, darn it, and there was a great article that someone just posted. I'm going to find it. Miranda Devine's going to come on in a second. I want to make sure I post that properly with the due respect Miranda deserves. But I'll look for it. There was an article from the South American doctor that found this variant that said she cannot believe that everybody's up in arms in it now about it now, because she goes, it was just something that I found in a patient and I didn't think anything of it. I reported it, and now she's amazed. England is taking dramatic steps.
and everybody else is panicking because of this. I'll try to find the newspaper. It was like a print of a paper that was in a South African newspaper. And Judy, you're absolutely right. Power and control. That's what this is all about. Joe on the radio, and Miranda Devine is standing by. You do not want to miss Laptop from Hell. Debbie Duhame is out there. Debbie, God bless St. Debbie of Duhame. Talk about religious. I love your faith, Debbie Duhame. You are such a beautiful, beautiful Catholic, and you know what? We make no apologies for that. We go to church, and I, you know what? I'm at a point now, Debbie, in my life, mm-hmm. where if I drive by a church, I stop to say thanks, just to say thanks. Everybody right. asks for everything, and you always yeah. go, "Oh God, please help me! Oh Jesus, please help me!" I will go, and I'll hold back what I want to ask, and just drop to my knees and make the sign of the cross and say thank you. You know, yeah. something that I know you do the same thing, just to be grateful for what we do have, you know?
Yeah. And yesterday when we were on Staten Island, you wanted to find the church where your grandparents were married, right?
It's at, and
it's
yes,
not,
right. And,
it's
and of
not
course,
there
I never
anymore,
got,
right?
No, it's not. It's there, but it's not operational, apparently. So I want to go back. I didn't get a chance to go there because my mom was remembering. She said, my mom is so cute. She goes,
yeah.
I don't think my mother was very happy about it because it was a planned marriage, you know?
Oh,
yeah, yeah, back in the day.
Oh,
the Mirage.
Wow.
The Mirage.
Oh, and, the Mirage,
and so
yes.
poor gal comes from Abilene. Where are you going? Well, you're in Jersey now. We're going to Staten Island. You're going to marry this guy named Cheech, and then we'll come back to Jersey. That's the way it was in the old days. You know, nobody complained. Nobody complained.
It probably
and then
worked
she,
out.
But she, it is. 10 children later. Yeah, beautiful family
wow.
later. All
yeah.
hardworking, great Americans, you know, Italian Americans. Hey, 20 oh, yeah. after 9, Miranda Devine coming up. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. Let's go out to the island. Sunrise Highway eastbound getting out toward the area of East Massapequa. Getting reports of an accident there. Motor Parkway is still blocked off in Hophog as you head right out toward that area of the LIE. It's an accident involving an oil truck. Remember, it's a gridlock alert day. The big Rockefeller Center tree lighting ceremony is tonight. Let's see what's happening. Queens Midtown Tunnel moving slowly into town with a stalled vehicle just cleared. Cross Bronx westbound slowing down White Plains Road into the GWB. Inbound GWB still 30, Lincoln 30, Holland still about 40. Let's take a ride to 23. 23 is still closed southbound, getting out toward 287 into Riverdale. It's all due to that accident with the down pole and wires. Northbound was reopened. That should help everybody out a bit. 287 North, exit 9 into Piscataway. It's an accident as well. Partly cloudy today, high of 47. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Relief Factor is it. Thank you, Debbie Duhame. I love telling you about Relief Factor because I love you. I love you for listening. I love you for being on this radio journey with us. I love that you get it. You are not, you don't let people pull the wool over your eyes. And I love you because I think I can get you out of pain. And I know how to do it for myself, and I think we could do it for you. How do we find out? You get the 3-week quick start. Give yourself a couple days. When you call 800-500-8384 or you go to relieffactor.com, give yourself a couple days, you'll get this beautiful, it's like a light blue, light green package, beautifully packaged. And you'll in the package, by the way, they put vitamin D in the package, which I love because Relief Factor, it cares about you, wants to keep you healthy. And then you open it up, boom, you could take it a couple times a day. At one point, when my pain was severe, I took a Relief Factor 3 times a day, I did. And you could take it once a day, like Debbie takes it once a day. I take it a couple times a day, my pain is gone. My pain was gone in 5 days, I'll tell you. I have to tell you, it's not a clinical claim. I'm telling you what happened to me. Emmis, as we say, you know. It's the real deal. 800-500-8384. Let's get you out of pain. Let's see if we can get you out of pain with a 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. You can't go wrong. ReliefFactor.com or 800-500-8384.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains what's really going on.
Driver suspected of killing 5 at Wisconsin parade was speeding away from a knife fight, officials say. That is a lie. It is a lie meant to protect a bloodthirsty BLM murderer. Yes.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Ben Shapiro at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Don't miss all the excitement of Seton Hall Pirates basketball tonight as the Hall hosts the Wagner Seahawks at The Rock. This is Dave Popkin. Join me along with Gary Cohen for all the action. 6:50 for the pregame and Kevin Willard, then 7 o'clock for the opening tip on AM 970, The Answer.
God bless us, everyone.
What's the biggest blessing you can imagine this Christmas season? How about having your mortgage or rent paid for 2022? It's possible when you enter the Christmas Mortgage Miracle Sweepstakes. Enter once a day to increase your opportunities to win. See rules and conditions for details.
To our Merry Christmas. God bless us.
God bless us.
Go to am970theanswer.com and click on the Christmas Mortgage Miracle banner to enter. Enter once per day. Christmas Mortgage Miracle, sponsored by Swift Home Buyers.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, it's it's Joe Piscopo telling you about Michaels of Brooklyn. I love Michaels of Brooklyn. You got to go to Avenue R. Nostrand and Michaels of Brooklyn, please. Check out, please, Michaels of Brooklyn. It's the best Italian restaurant. You're not going to know, by the way, when you go to another restaurant, you're not going to ever know the greatest feeling in the world of going into an Italian-American establishment that really resonates the authenticity of the Italian-American community, and that is Michael's of Brooklyn. It's right there on Avenue R. Nostrand. It's been there for so many years. And you know what's great about it is the food is made from scratch, okay? And then the sauce is to die for. And as you listen around the country, and you listen to Joe on AM970TheAnswer.com, you could go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com and you could get you could join the Sauce of the Month Club. Or how about this, please? Yeah, how about just going to the supermarket and getting Michael's of Brooklyn sauce right there? So many, Joe DeGeneva on earlier, he is a cuisine chef. That he gets those Marzano tomatoes, you know, and he makes a great sauce. He told me Michael's of Brooklyn is like an incredible. He said, I've never, ever had anything as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. So we invite you to go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com or you go to Michael's of Brooklyn. It's right there in Avenue R and Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. And as you come into New York, you want to make it a trip there. As you go into, I'm going to tell you something, as you go to the Statue of Liberty, as you go and you look at the Freedom Tower, you want to make another stop in New York, you want to go to Michael's of Brooklyn. It is a spectacular, spectacular institution with Michael and Fred and Johnny and Marianne and everybody there. 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. It's Michael's of Brooklyn. And they have been in that community since 1964.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
The Ben Shapiro Show. Weekdays at 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 926. Miranda Devine. Everybody's talking about in the most positive ways about Miranda Devine and this great book that we have been waiting for called Laptop from Hell. Miranda, welcome back to the show. Just always awesome to have you with us. And the book is finally here. Have you gotten any sleep at all? Because I know everybody's reaching out to you, Miranda. You doing okay?
Thanks so much, Joe. Yeah, like thrilled, absolutely thrilled. The book's doing really well. It was number one on Amazon pretty much straight away when it came out. So, hopefully a lot of people will get it into their hands and be able to read it.
Laptop from Hell. Tell us about it. Tell us what you found about it. We've talked about it. We've touched about it. I don't know. And can I go right here, Miranda Devine? How is the president still the president with all this proof that he has been compromised by foreign countries, Miranda?
Well, I think we know it's because he has a protection racket being run for him by the mainstream media, but also particularly by big tech, by social media, Twitter and Facebook and Google. And we saw that in vivid real time last October, 3 weeks before the election, when the New York Post published the first of the stories from the laptop, which was pretty damning about Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And immediately Twitter and Facebook censored us. Twitter, in fact, locked down the New York Post's Twitter account for the next 2 weeks, till about 3 days before the election. So they were determined that this story would not see the light of day. And we know from polls that were taken after the election that if enough Biden voters had known what was going on in the laptop, this influence peddling scheme, these investigations into Hunter and his uncle Jim Biden, that they would have changed, enough of them anyway, would have changed their votes to have materially probably made a difference to the election in those battleground states.
Yeah, you know, and all your, I know how it's tedious and hard work day to day, every second to uncover something like this, Miranda Devine. And I'm wondering, and after the Post does put out the story about Hunter Biden and all of social media shuts it down. Do you, I'm thinking, just to pivot for a second before we go back to the book, and the name of the book is Laptop from Hell, which is a vital read. It's a vital historic read at this point. Shouldn't they just break up all the monopoly of big tech? Miranda, don't you think it's time to do that, for crying out loud?
Oh, I mean, well overdue. When you saw that these social media giants, which are completely unaccountable, when you saw that they had the power to deplatform the president of the United States, the sitting president of the United States, you knew that they were out of control. I mean, even Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, voiced great disquiet about that. This is, a really frightening moment in democratic nations where you have these unaccountable global oligopolies are in charge of all the information flow. I mean, they control public utilities. It's not a private company that owns some private thing that we're, granted to use. This is public utilities. This is the space that we have our conversations in. And they're controlled by these shadowy people who, we saw on Monday, I mean, the very day, Tuesday, sorry, that Laptop from Hell comes out, Jack Dorsey steps down, and I thought that was really poetic justice. Yeah. Although the guy who's taken over looks even worse.
Yeah. It doesn't scary. It's just plain scary. So what is the most damning thing that you could bring forth, that you bring forth in Laptop from Hell regarding the connection what did Bobulinski call him, the big guy? What is the most damning thing toward this president? And number one, and number two, Miranda Devine, does the DOJ move on any of this?
Well, look, I think the number one thing that is the most obvious is that Joe Biden lied during the election campaign to the American people when he said repeatedly that he knew nothing about his son Hunter's overseas business dealings. And we know that Joe Biden met Hunter's business partners multiple times. There's evidence all over the laptop. He met Mexicans and Ukrainians and Russians and Chinese and Kazakhstanis. Wow. And he met them in Beijing. He met them at his own home at the vice presidential residence in Washington, D.C. He met them at Cafe Milano, which is a restaurant in Georgetown in Washington, D.C., when he was vice president. There was the infamous evening that we uncovered from April 26, 2015, when Joe Biden went to Cafe Milano, to the private dining room, the garden room there, and met Hunter Biden's business associates from Ukraine, from Kazakhstan, and from Russia. And his campaign told journalists that was garbage, that wasn't true. And, finally, when the Washington Post tried to fact check my story, because I had the whole story about Cafe Milano published in July, that the White House then sort of admits that, yes, Joe Biden did go to the dinner, but he wasn't there very long. Oh, and he was only there for religious purposes. I mean, a joke. But he gets off scot-free. So the other section of that, though, is that Joe Biden also, there is evidence on the laptop that he financially benefited via Hunter Biden from the riches that were poured into the family from various overseas countries, including China, Russia, Romania, Ukraine. There's evidence that Hunter Biden was paying some of Joe Biden's bills, maintenance and work done on his mansion in Delaware, paying for an AT&T bill every month. We also know that Joe Biden was the 10% for the big guy email. Well, my book and the laptop shows, and also Tony Bobulinski's material shows, that Joe Biden met with Tony Bobulinski twice to vet him to run this joint venture between this Chinese energy company, CEFC, and the Bidens. But CEFC is not just a Chinese energy company. It is the capitalist arm of President Xi Jinping's Belt and Road Initiative, which is their basically their colonist model to take over the entire world.
This is so scary. And I know you, and you're not, and having met you and spent some time with you, Miranda Devine, you're not a, you're such a nice person, you know, and it's like, this isn't vicious. This is like what has happened in our country. And we're going to talk about it, and we see you on all the national news shows, you know, the conservative outlets. Anyway, have you been able to, have you been asked to go on Good Morning America, for example, by chance?
No, CNN, MSNBC, the rest of them, nobody's interested. They are just ignoring it. They, as they did with, you know, our original stories last year. And I mean, the evidence on the laptop that I've compiled in the book is so damning. And it's not about Hunter Biden. It's about Joe Biden. It's about the president of the United States and the fact that he is compromised in the eyes of China and Russia. They have his number. They know what he's all about. They know the money that his family's taken. They know the grift. And Joe Biden was shameless about it when he was vice president. I'm sort of shocked that a lot of this was done right in front of us. You know, in 2013, when Joe Biden took Hunter Biden with him on Air Force Two to Beijing, where he was meeting, you know, President Xi Jinping and all the higher-ups at the CCP. And Joe Biden, in fact, took time out from his, you know, duties to go and shake hands and have a private meeting with Hunter's new business partner, who tipped him into this investment fund, which is now, or in 2019, had $2.5 billion worth of funds under management.
That's unbelievable. And again, and it's obvious, because I was hesitant to talk about Hunter Biden because I don't know that you go after the president's kids. But boy, they just skewered Don Jr. and Eric, for crying out loud, and Ivanka, and not to mention Jared Kushner's son-in-law under the Trump administration. Imagine if anything was like this. And I'm wondering, Miranda, I hope, and I hope I don't put a, you know, a jinx on this or anything, but you know the Department of Justice, they go, they have weaponized the DOJ now under this administration. And do you have lawyers, if I may, standing by just in case they come knocking on your door? Because they're out of control at this point.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I mean, we know people that's happened to. And I mean, it seems that anyone involved in uncovering Joe Biden's corruption and his family's influence peddling scheme has, you know, had a knock on the door early in the morning with the DOJ. And, you know, even if charges aren't pressed, it's financially ruinous because, of course, people have to hire lawyers and they have to, you know, try and get back their devices that are seized and so on. So, yes. I mean, it's quite frightening. I guess, you know, in my heart of hearts, I do hope, because I know that the FBI has a copy of the laptop, because John Paul MacIsaac, who owned, it's now defunct, the laptop repair shop in Delaware that Hunter first abandoned his laptop at, he called the FBI first and gave them a copy of, or gave them the laptop and kept a copy. But you know, there's a lot of evidence of crimes on the laptop, and it does take a long time to get through it. So I am hoping that at some point that there will be something done about it in an official capacity. They have it. It's all there. It's really not hard to get through it if you're a team of investigators. And Tony Bobulinski is a crucial piece of the puzzle. He also holds all these WhatsApp messages and so on, which I have and written about in the laptop, between him and Hunter Biden and the other partners and Jim Biden. And it's very damning. And the scheme goes deep, and it's across several countries.
Well, Miranda, we're going to talk with Michael Goodwin coming up. I tell you, when I talk about journalists and journalism is dead, you just have just revived it, speaking the truth here. And Michael knows when I talk to him about when I talk to your colleague, and we are just so proud of what you've done here. The book is Laptop from Hell. And it's an unfortunate story of a dynasty that is now running the country. Miranda, thank you so much for taking the time with us. Godspeed, and keep us posted on everything, okay?
Thanks so much, Joe. Great to talk to you.
You too, indeed. Miranda Devine and Michael Goodman coming up. Al Gattulo, we're going to take a short news break right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
45 degrees at 9:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting ceremony is being held tonight. Last year, the ceremony itself closed to the public. Due to COVID-19, you had to reserve a spot online. Visitors only had 5 minutes to check out the tree, as the coronavirus vaccine was not yet widely available. Those same restrictions aren't in place this year. Masks and social distancing advised. NBC will be broadcasting the ceremony live. If standing outside in 40 degrees temperature doesn't sound appealing, you can watch it at home. In sports, James Harden dropped 34 points. Nets outlasted the Knicks 112-110 in Brooklyn. Devils crushed by the Sharks 5-2. This sports report brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Good morning, Al. 23 South is still closed by 287 in Riverdale. Accident with a down pole and wires. Garden State Parkway North at 138 getting up through Kenilworth. Watch out for a collision there as well. We're still seeing slowdowns on Motor Parkway. Motor Parkway getting out toward that area of Express Drive South into Hop Hog. Everything closed. Accident involving an oil truck over there. Inbound toward Washington Bridge 30. Lincoln Tunnel moving okay. Holland about 20 minutes in. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. If you're worried about your seasonal hiring needs, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the smart hiring platform that delivers four times more hires than all other sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Post a job and hire ASAP. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
I had two guests, Christopher Bayonne and Vito Pitta, attorneys with Pitta Bayonne. It's been almost 18 years since the 9/11 attack. We hear about first responders dying from 9/11 related cancers. Do you think this is the beginning of the end of that cancer epidemic relating to 9/11, or is it the end of the beginning?
We don't have a full picture of everyone that was exposed. So while first responders, uniformed personnel, recovery workers were very much aware of the Zadroga Act, everyone else that was below Canal Street may not know that, one, they were exposed, and two, that they are potentially eligible for health care and compensation because of that exposure.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd at a new time, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 and again at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Michael Goodman coming up. I want to tell you about Invite Health, because it is the premier, one of the premier names in all of wellness, Invite Health is. So when I tell you about Blue Granite TX, it's that liquid beverage enhancer loaded with incredible antioxidants and polyphenols from blueberries and pomegranates. See how we learned this together about polyphenols and from pomegranates? My brother Richie's telling me how good pomegranates are for you, you know? These are herbal tinctures that we have learned. Now, we invite you to call Invite Health, because if you buy one bottle of Blue Granite TX at suggested retail, you get the second bottle free. You double up four bottles, you get free shipping. It's 800-694-2345, 800-694-2345. It's Blue Granite TX. It's Invite Health. Don't forget to ask about those other herbal tinctures like Tranquil TX. How about Green Tea TX? How about White Tea TX? For more easy and fun ways to give your nutrition a boost, it's Invite Health. 800-694-2345. Invite Health. Get healthy. Stay healthy.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe, on the radio, we are blessed to have true journalism on the show. And I say that always when we bring Michael Goodman to the airwaves, chief political columnist for the New York Post, brave enough to speak the truth and to be objective, which is an anomaly in this day and age. Michael, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us, and happy holidays to you, my friend.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Thank you.
Well, you know, and Miranda Devine was just with us with the laptop from hell, and I know you are close friends and colleagues, and you know, Michael, it's so scary, man. You know, we talked about it. They found the laptop, And now, and the Post was shut down before the election. Shut down, Michael, like it was Pravda, like it was, you know, communist China. And yet now with this book, I fear for her because, you know, Michael, that Miranda's such a nice person. I fear that the DOJ is now going to go after her. This is a terrible time in journalism, Michael Goodwin.
Well, it is. And, you know, it's not just a historical fact, the fact that the way the Post was shut down when when the laptop first became news back in October of 2020. Many media organizations still continue to deny that either the laptop is Hunter Biden's or that the emails themselves and messages and pictures are legitimate and valid. And so what the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, and others have done is sort of just leave it hanging out there. So think of it this way, Joe. If someone, an anonymous source in the FBI, made a criticism of Donald Trump, the New York Times, Washington Post, they would run with that as though it was fact. Right. They would never name the source, but it was fact. Now, contrast that with how they've treated this laptop. Even if you want to say, well, we're not sure that this is legitimate, well, then my answer is, well, what work have you done to try to either disprove it or prove it? How many phone calls have you made? How many interviews have you done? Yeah. How many times have you asked the press secretary in the White House, Jen Psaki, is this Hunter Biden's laptop? Is it true that Hunter Biden wrote an email saying, or was on an email chain saying that that he was holding 10% for the big guy? Now, is Tony Bobulinski, who told all of this to the FBI, who says he met with Joe Biden and who was on those emails authenticating them publicly, is he lying about all of this? And where, Jen Psaki, is the FBI's investigation of Hunter Biden, which we know has been going? They've had the laptop for 2 years. Hunter Biden said they were investigating his taxes. Well, why aren't we hearing about that now? That's 2 years. So all of these questions the media could be asking if it really wanted to know. But the fact that they are not tells us they don't want to know. It means they know it's true, but they are trying to protect Joe Biden. There's no other way, I think, to read the historic record of what has happened.
Inexcusable. After all we find out now about the Steele dossier and how Hillary Clinton started all that, and it was the Russia hoax, no one apologizes. And there's no government agency that says, you got to apologize, you have to reprint a retraction. Nothing. And yet they deliver the news, look at us right into the camera, like it's, oh, there's nothing to see here. Michael, before... Right. You know what? I want to make sure before we let you go to talk about your article here in the Post. This ex-Governor Cuomo led others into corruption, including his brother, Chris. What, you know, and again, help me out here. I'm like, I know you're a Democrat, and yet you're the last of the common sense Democrats, man. You're it. You're it. Hold that flag. Fly it high, Michael. You're the one, man. I left the party. God bless you for staying there. And what a fall from grace. And again, it's the Italians. I'm having a tough time with the Italians this year. I tell you what, Fauci and de Blasio and Pelosi, I'm getting killed. I'm getting killed. And now the Cuomo brothers. How bad was it? It was bad. I mean, with this Chris Cuomo, with CNN suspending Chris Cuomo. I mean, I'm like, I don't even know what to say now that the governor's out, Cuomo's out. Not going to be, I mean, around the table, it's not going to be too happy in the Cuomo household, huh?
No. And, you know, Joe, the point I was making in today's column is that, and I wrote most of it before Chris Cuomo was suspended, you know, by the end of the day, that became a fact. Yeah. But that there's a long list of people who came to Andrew Cuomo's aid when these allegations of sexual harassment first surfaced. And I go through with a number of them, people who worked for him in the past, went on to other jobs and other companies, and were summoned back when he needed help. And now we know that, according to the Attorney General's report, these people all participated in ways that aimed to retaliate against these women who made these accusations, that they basically bought Andrew Cuomo's lie and sacrificed themselves on his, you know, flame out. So you have people who worked for public relations companies. You had two women who were involved with the organization called Time's Up, which was created in 2018 to defend women who made sexual allegation harassments. And here they are working with Andrew Cuomo to retaliate and shame those women for making those accusations. You have a man, Alfonso David, who was the president of the Human Rights Campaign, which is largely a gay and transsexual organization. He too came back to help smear, particularly Lindsay Boylan, the first woman to make these accusations. So all of these people who claim to be leaders, who claim to be people of integrity, trying to protect women and gays from public shaming and from retaliation, they participate in the retaliation of Lindsay Boylan and the others. And they've all lost their jobs. They've all had their reputations shattered by this. And so Chris Cuomo is another one who sacrificed his journalism to help his brother cover up a lie. And so they've all, as I say, Andrew Cuomo is not just corrupt. He is a great corrupter of others. And the long list of the people who trusted him and who ruined themselves in the process is extraordinary.
Michael Goodwin, he's the man, chief political columnist for the New York Post. You could read Michael. It's just, and you know what, Michael, it's great to see, as a guy who studied broadcast journalism in college, and the one word that was drilled into me was objectivity. Be objective, be fair-minded. And that's what you and the Post have done, Michael. And we can't tell you in this day and age how vital that is and how much appreciated it is, my friend. Happy holidays, Michael. And it's a privilege to have you on the show always.
My pleasure, Joe. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Michael Goodwin. 9:51, Joe on the radio. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Thank you, Joe. Have a great day. We're going to see what's happening right now over on the New Jersey Turnpike. The New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lane south, getting out toward exit 13. Looks like some emergency construction slowing everybody down. 23 southbound is still horrible, getting down past Cutlass Road and Kenilon into our 287 in Riverdale. All closed with an accident, a down pole and wires, causing a lot of volume on Hamburg Turnpike and also on Main Street, getting out through Butler. Let's see what's happening at the inbound George Washington Bridge. That's 25 minutes getting into town. Lincoln looks okay. Holland about 20 minutes in from both approaches. The Gowanus eastbound, heavy traffic up toward the Prospect. Still seeing volume at the Edcotch 59th Street Bridge into town. Westbound BQE slowing down, heading down toward Atlantic Avenue, so watch out for delays there as well. And we're still seeing delays on Motor Parkway. Motor Parkway at Express Drive South in Hopaw closed. An accident involving an oil truck. Sunrise Highway eastbound into East Massapequa, a collision there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, thanks, Deb. I want to tell you about the Atlantis for New Year's Eve. Great idea, bringing in 2022 on the Atlantis. You get a 360-degree view of Manhattan. It's New York Cruises, the Atlantis of New York Cruises, hosting a New Year's Eve party. Three levels to party, your main dining salon, lounge deck, sky deck. Guests have plenty of room to take in the iconic skyline, ring in the new year. For maximum comfort and safety, the Atlantis will be restricting the passenger count. So forget the crowded land-based venues. Celebrate in style. fireworks, family, fantastic views. You get great hors d'oeuvres, gourmet buffet, premium open bar featuring their gold bar with festive New Year's Eve cocktails, live DJ entertainment, private assigned seating on the dining salon and lounge deck with those spectacular views of the fireworks. For more information or to buy tickets, visit NewYorkCruises.com, 718-646-8083, 718-646-8083. Let's make 2022 a great year. Kick it off in style on board the Atlantis.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
This is Sebastian Gorka, and I want to invite you to join me for a powerful travel opportunity that will likely become the highlight of your year. I'm headed to Israel in November 2022 for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour of the key sites and best places meant to give you an unprecedented view of a world you've likely only read or heard about. Together, we'll uncover key geopolitical insights as we unpack Israel's significance on the world stage. You'll return home empowered by the experience. If you've ever dreamt of visiting Israel, this is your opportunity. Come with me in 2022. For more information, call 855-565-5519 or book online at StandWithIsraelTour.com. 855-565-5519 or StandWithIsraelTour.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
We'll see some sunshine this morning, then clouds will increase. It'll be brisk, but not as chilly as yesterday. Our high today, 48. Tonight, rather cloudy. A little rain and drizzle, mainly after midnight, though 40. Temperatures will slowly rise by morning. Rather cloudy tomorrow, becoming breezy and milder with a couple of showers, high 55. Friday, windy and cooler with times of sun and clouds, high 47. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe Lumberg. Let me tell you about Tunnel to Towers Foundation, making the holidays brighter for our nation's Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children and catastrophically injured veterans and first responders. For many of these families, the holidays are a tough reminder of the sacrifice their heroes have made for us. The foundation is giving away at least a home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve. You believe that? During its season of hope, with each mortgage-free home, the foundation is delivering on its promise to do good and never forget. And for some of these families, they have the comfort of knowing they can stay in the home that they picked with their loved one, you know, the home where they made precious holiday memories, and families in a new home creating new memories that they will cherish forever. All of this is possible because of your generosity. Love you for that, too. You can support America's greatest heroes and their families. Donate $11 a month. $11 a month. Tunnel to Towers. You can go to t2t.org. Love, Frank Siller calls late last night. He goes, I have an event, Joe. I want to let you know you're invited to a big event. You know, I'll be working in Asbury Park doing an event there. But it was nice. See, all that he has to do, he remembers to call his pal Piscopo, you know. Say, let me call Joe, let him know. That's the way the Siller family is. That's the way Tunnel to Towers Foundation is. They don't forget, never forget. They're everything great about the United States of America. So we ask you very respectfully to donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. It's T, the number 2, and then t.org. And thank you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. Oh, my Lord, what a show. You know, we love being with you. Thank you for staying with us. We get so much vital information out and some laughs along the way, and we try to be as respectful, certainly, as we can. But we appreciate you joining us. Joe Sebelia, great show.
Thank you.
Today. And, you know, I'll be chuckling all day long, but I think I'm going to go to church first thing.
I'm going to confession right after the show. I feel so guilty about that whole conversation.
I'm going to get Father. Fitted for Jesus sandals.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. No, yeah, you know what? That's what Christmas is all about. It's Christmas. Jesus is the reason for the season.
Amen.
And I have a sign in my house that actually says that, you know. It's reason for the season, and we celebrate that. And I put the nativity scene that I actually got in Bethlehem, and I bought it in Bethlehem, bought it home. Yeah, and I put it under there. So we celebrate the birthday of Jesus. And you know what? They're trying to take it away, and they ain't going to. They're just plain not going to. We will prevail, and we appreciate you listening and fighting the fight with us. Joe, great job. Al, thank you, man. You're the best. Bless I swear to son. Goodness gracious. But let's do it tomorrow. We're going to do it again. Debbie Duhaime, we love you. Kara, thank you. And thank you most of all for listening. We love you. Make it a great day because you deserve it.
New. 3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.